Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, I thank you for the kids. I thank you, Father, for that little challenge. And again, I totally entrust to you, dear Holy Spirit, working that concept on their hearts, that you're helping them to understand that they just look to you each day, do what you would have them to do each day, and trust that you are working in their life a plan and a purpose for them that will glorify you. In this message, I just pray that you carry it, Father, and I pray that you feed hearts, and I pray that everyone will walk away from here today knowing that they've received something from you that honors and glorifies you. In Jesus' name, amen. So all of us have tasks to do. They can be big projects and small projects. You might be thinking about you got to get done at home, some sort of thing or goal that you want to get accomplished that you haven't started yet at home, or you have situations in life that you've got to deal with, or things that you have to accomplish, or things that you want to overcome. These are the challenges that lay in front of us. They can be small and they can be big, but there's still a goal. There's still something that we have to deal with sometimes. And sometimes we have those things that lay in front of us that seem too big to deal with, too overwhelming, too difficult to pursue. It's like having a house full of junk. Having a house full of junk and trying to figure out, I got to clean it out, right? Got to get it thinned out, got to clean it out. But it's a daunting thought. And that daunting thought is something that squelches our focus to approach the goal. As we look at that stands in front of us that might be daunting and overwhelming, what we have to do as believers is daily commit ourselves to God. And if God has laid something on our heart, put a task in front of us, is leading us to accomplish something that requires diligence, it requires work, requires just really, you know, putting your feet to the street or whatever the idiom is, and getting in there and doing what God calls you to do. When we know it, that God has put it in front of us and he wants us to do it, then it helps to step back and go, okay, I'm not going to look at the overwhelming task of it. I'm going to look at it from two perspectives. One, I know God's put it in front of me to do. I know God's told me this is what I need to do. Two, I'm going to trust him to guide me to accomplish it every day. Right? And if we just look at it that way, instead of allowing the overwhelming picture that just kind of squelches our desire to even start, if we, instead of looking at the task at hand as being overwhelming, saying, I know God has told me this is what I need to do, and I also know that if I just do what he tells me to do in reaching that goal every day, eventually it will be accomplished. And so we need to trust God with that in every detail of our life. You know, sometimes I think as Christians, we think, okay, to do the things of God is to be spiritual. I'm going to be an evangelist today, so to speak. I'm going to share the gospel today. We should always be willing to share the gospel of Christ. I'm going to do something in church ministries today. But really, God is the Lord of us. He's our Lord in our life. And every day we have is a gift from him. And we are to use that day as he leads us to. He's had days that he's told me, he said, Terry, you know, I'm getting all stressed out. I got to get something done or study or whatever. I've got all these lists of things in my mind and I'm feeling pressured. And I talked to God about it. And there more than once, God has said to me, I want you to rest today. And sometimes it's hard to realize that God is saying, I want you to rest when you've got a list in front of you. But the key is that we're doing what God wants us to do. Because there are other days that God says, I want you to push through this. But I'm going to be your strength to rely on to carry you through whatever the challenge is that's demanding so much of your energy and so much of your focus. And so we are to take every day, whether it's a ministry or it's a personal agenda for the day or overall goals that we have, all of that should be brought in subjection to the Lordship of Jesus Christ in our life. Right? Amen? And so as we yield ourselves to God and give ourselves to him, every day God will structure what he wants us to do. I want you to rest today. I want you to work on this project today. This is what I want you to do toward that project. This is where I want you to work in ministry today. Whatever You trust God to direct you as he leads you to do that. And so there can be dreams that we have that are big. And we may think that dreams are too big to achieve. But if God's put the dream in front of you, it's not too big. It's too big for you, but not too big for God. And God can do what he wants to do. Amen? And we can trust God with those dreams. I think sometimes we think because we get older that we don't have the freedom to dream. We think that we get closed in. I feel that way. That it's kind of like, okay, I'm on this spectrum of my life's line. I'm not in the beginning embracing the challenges of life. I'm getting to the tail end, or I'm at the end of that journey, so to speak, and there's no room anymore to dream big. Well, I don't believe that. I may see the challenges that come with it, but I know that if God puts something on our heart to do, God can accomplish what he wants to do through us, no matter how big it might seem. And when we trust God to do his work his way in and through our lives, no matter how small or how big it is, if we know it's in his will, then we're accomplishing what he wants and it brings him glory. And God works through those things to reveal himself to us, to reveal his power and his person and his plan and his purpose and the ability that he has to do what he wants to do in and through our lives as we give our lives to him. Sometimes we have bad habits like eating too much. Sometimes we have to kick those bad habits, all right? Sometimes we say at New Year's Eve, I've got this list of things I'm committing to, and then at the end of January, the month of January, you've dropped the goal of what you committed to do. Those are things that some of the frustrations that we find ourselves facing, that we're C goals, we're C objectives, we're C our agenda, we know we've got to address them, or we choose not to address them. We either pursue them, but the key is that we yield ourselves to God in each given situation, no matter what the challenge is, whether it's my garage or whether it's a mission ministry or whether it's the challenges that we face at home or emotional relationships or whatever. You just take it one step at a time in faith in God and be persistent with it. And as you're persistent with it, you begin to see God work with that and develop that and help you reach those goals. Amen? That's what God wants for us. God wants us to rely on him. I guess what I was trying to say earlier is this, that sometimes we can feel like we want to tackle the big stuff. But sometimes God is saying, just today, just this little thing I want you to do today. Like, rest. But I'm wasting my day if I rest. No. If God is telling us to rest, then we rest. If God is telling us to work, we work. If God is telling us to accomplish that agenda, then accomplish it as he leads us to and gives us grace to do it. We are to be subject to his lordship over our lives in everything. In everything. The college student may set out to be a doctor, but as he or she begins to study, they realize the amount of cost it's going to entail or the number of years it's going to take for that person to become a doctor, a licensed doctor, and they end up quitting that goal. But you see, if God is leading you as a Christian to do that, then you rely on God to give you the grace to say, okay, I'm going to do today what I need to do. And I'm not going to allow the overwhelming picture of the challenge to rob me of what God wants me to accomplish. I hope that makes sense. I hope so. You might have marital problems. You might think, you know, it's been a few years since we've been married, and now we don't see eye to eye. And you decide, well, maybe I need to get a divorce and find someone that's compatible. But in reality, if we are putting ourselves under the lordship of Christ, God wants us to give that to him. And we're to ask God, it's overwhelming, but will you show me what to do today to rebuild my marriage? And God will show us how to accomplish that one step at a time. Sometimes people lose loved ones, they die. And it's overwhelming to the point that you feel like you can't go on or live without them. But so long as you're alive, it's because God is giving you that time. And you're to live that time for God. You might start thinking that situations are getting worse in our world that we live in and our culture that we live in. And indeed, in my opinion, and probably yours, they are. But we can either choose to allow that to squelch us and bring us down, or we can trust God with the future, because why? He's sovereign God. He's my God. He's your God. He's God Almighty. Nothing is parallel to him or greater than him. And so we're to trust him. We're to trust him with our future. We're to trust him with the little things in life that we need to do on a daily basis. We're to trust him with the challenging things that are overwhelming as well. To rely on him to help us to just be persistent and to pursue and to do what he calls us to do. And we'll see the things that he wants us to do being accomplished. And he always does that good work in our life for us and for his glory. And we need to hold on to that. If it's a ministry, one step at a time. Whatever it is that God leads you to do and tells you to do, no matter how great or how small it is, just do it as he leads you to every day. There's a biblical principle that we're going to look at in this message. It's one day at a time principle. Just take it one day at a time. You ever feel that way in life? I'm tired of looking too forward and all the what ifs. I've got today. And today I'm going to live this way. And I'm going to put God first. And I'm going to follow him. The one day at a time principle. Do you remember the movie, What About Bob? How many of you remember that movie? Anybody? Weird, crazy movie, all right? What About Bob? It was in 1991. There's a psychiatrist that was a primary actor in that by the name of Richard Dreyfuss. That was his real name. And he was trying to help this guy by the name of Bob, who was Bill Murray. Bob was played by Bill Murray. And he gave him some advice on how to get over the great challenges that were daunting, that were overwhelming, that were in a way paralyzing to Bob. And so we're going to look at a short clip of that.
Bob, there's an old saying that the best psychiatrist in the world is the one right inside of you. I can help you. Yes. Thank you. Bob, there is a groundbreaking new book that has just come out. Now, not everything in this book, of course, applies to you, but I'm sure that you can see, when you see the title, exactly how it could help.
Baby steps?
It means setting small, reasonable goals for yourself, one day at a time. One tiny step at a time.
Baby steps?
For instance, when you leave this office, don't think about everything you have to do in order to get out of the building. Just think of what you must do to get out of this room. And when you get to the hall, deal with that hall, and so on. You see?
Baby steps.
Baby steps.
Oh, boy. Baby steps. Baby steps. Baby steps through the office. Baby steps out the door. It works. It works. All I have to do is take one little step at a time, and I can do anything. Baby step around the office. Baby step around the office.
That should give you a lot to digest while I'm on vacation.
Vacation?
I'm taking my family on vacation until Labor Day.
That's a month. What if I need you? What if I need to talk?
Well, my associate, Dr. Harmon, would be happy to talk. And Bob, I'll be back. Just read baby steps.
Baby steps out of the office.
Very good.
Baby steps to the hall.
Very good, Bob. Keep going. That's it. Bye. I'll see you in a month.
Baby step onto the elevator. Baby steps into the elevator. I'm in the elevator.
You ever feel that way? You know, where it's so daunting, it's so overwhelming that you don't know how you're going to even get through it. But you just say, by faith, I'm just going to depend on you, God. You know, I couldn't help but think of Tim Conway. You know, baby steps, just, you know, do what we got to do what we have to do and to accomplish what God wants us to. And sometimes it does feel that way, where we have that sense of being overwhelmed. Baby steps, set small, reasonable goals for yourself one day at a time. That's part of the paradox of living for Christ. Some days feel that way. Some days feel like you just plowing through whatever's in front of you, just fraction by fraction, but you know God is right there helping you to do it. And other days you don't have to take the baby steps. Other days you're having a much easier day and much more accomplishing day. So what was provided by Richard Dreyfuss to Bob was a biblical concept of baby steps. We need to be focused on what God would have us to do. We need to be set on the goals that God wants us to have. He wants us not to be frozen and paralyzed by the overwhelming, daunting circumstances that we face, but to trust God to do what we ought to do. If we have our personal agendas during the day, then God will tell us. Have you ever done that before? Have you ever gone to God and said, God, I got all this on my mind, got all this stuff to do, and it's all scrambling in my head? Have you ever gone to God and just said, God, would you please organize my list today? Just ask him, God, what are my priorities here today out of this list? And see what he does. I know that I have, and he's shown me in times past. Or you might be saying, God has an assignment for you to do today. Something kind he wants you to do for your neighbor or a stranger or whatever. A God assignment. And then ask God to give you grace to do that. So the most important thing is that we are focused on the task, the goal, the purpose that God has for us each day, whether it's small and fractional or whether it's a compact day full of stuff, whatever it might be. We're not to look back at what our years were like in the past and allow that to rob us of what God wants to do with us in the future. I used to think that the past shaped who we were. And in a sense, our past experiences do shape us. But the correction to this is that our past experiences are not to mandate who we are. There's the difference. The past shapes. It has an effect. It makes us who we are because of our experiences, but it doesn't mandate who we are to be. Our responsibility is to be living sacrifices to God, to be faithful to Him, to lay down our life for Him, to know that our life is not our own and that our life belongs to Him. And when we do that, we begin to see the life that God intends for us to have, that is not focused on our past, but focused on the future of what he wants to do with us. And I will tell you that God has done some miraculous things in people's lives, in my life, as a minister, as a pastor, that I would never have thought of. Being called into ministry is something that I'm still amazed that he's called me into. To learn another language and use it in ministry is something I never thought in my dream that he would do that. just doing things that are outside the box I never even dreamt was possible in my life has been made possible because God has done it. And so we're to live for the moment. Live for the moment. Live for today. We're going to look at that scripture regarding that in a moment. So our eyes are not on, when our eyes are not on the day we are living in, or we're looking at the past or worrying about tomorrow. We need to keep our eyes where we are today. Not yesterday, not tomorrow, but today. If we're looking too far to the past or too far to the future, we're going to miss what God wants us to see today. We have to be focused rightly. It's kind of like this. It's kind of like seeing a beautiful sunset. Kathy and I used to sit on the pier in Cocoa Beach when she got off work. We worked a swing shift. We got off work, we'd go out and walk out on the pier at 11 o'clock at night, and we'd watch the stars. But they'd say we were watching the sunset. We got out there earlier over the ocean, and it's back here, and that's the sunset, beautiful as it is, but we take a selfie of us in the sunset. We're looking back, but we're missing the clarity of looking at that sunset firsthand. That's the day. That's the moment that we're supposed to be holding on to. We're supposed to be embracing what God has for us right here and now today, not worrying about yesterday, not worrying about tomorrow. So I want to look at some biblical examples about living one day at a time for God. And in Exodus 16:4 it says, "Then the Lord said to Moses, 'Behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain quota,'" how often? "Every day, that I may test them whether they will walk in my law or not." You know, if they were at home worrying if the manna was going to come tomorrow, but didn't go out that day to get the manna, they would be up the creek without a paddle. So the assignment was given. The God assignment was given. God has led them and said, "I want you to be faithful to me and trust me to provide for you this food that I have for you called manna. Every day you go out and collect just enough for that day." Those were the instructions. And if you had collected more than what you needed for you and your family, that would be going against God's will. Those were clear instructions. So it was meeting a personal objective to have food, and it was meeting a God assignment as well. And we're to look at our days like that. That God will orchestrate and organize our day for what he wants us to do, but he'll also tell us what he wants us to do in him. Rest, pray, study, share, minister, serve, whatever, as God leads us to. God only provided manna one day at a time to test the people's faithfulness to him and cause them to be dependent on him each day for their needs. Sometimes people are looking at their life in such a way that it's the big picture where they want to go, and they are not looking at what God wants them to do that day. And that's been repeatedly said in this message, but I want to emphasize that. What is God having you do today? Have you taken the moment to ask God very specifically, "What do you want me to do today?" Or have you resolved that my routine setup is normal for this day and it's what God wants me to do? Or have we resolved to say, "I'm afraid to ask God what he wants me to do because it might affect my routine today"? I don't want to know what you want me to do because I may not want to do it. But if we're going to live each day for God, we need to be yielded to him as our sovereign Lord. Jesus echoed the mandate to the Israelites to collect food each day. In Matthew 6:11, he says, "Give us this day our daily bread." And the guidelines that he taught the disciples, you know, this our daily bread in Matthew 6, you know, is called the Lord's Prayer, but really it's the Lord teaching his disciples how to pray. In essence, it's the disciples' prayer. Okay, John 17 is more the Lord's Prayer. But here he's teaching them, this is the daily bread. I want you to call upon me for the things you need today. I want to see if you're faithful to me today. I want to see if you want to direct your heart to me today. I want to see if you want to be in my will for you today. And that's what he means by give us this day our daily bread. It's not just laying down what we need before him. It's saying, God, what do you want for me today as well? The disciples were taught to pray for their daily bread. And Jesus wants to take our daily needs to God in prayer. Pray about those things. How many times do we want God to provide us with all the answers? I've had people tell me, brothers and sisters in the Lord, if the Lord would just lay out the plan, just tell me ahead of time. I'm the type of person who likes to plan and know what I'm doing and that there's no surprises because I hate surprises. Just tell me what it is. If God told you what it is he wanted to do, you'd be surprised. And sometimes God just says, no, I'm not going to tell you the plan. I'm just going to expect you to go one day at a time. Another might be that God might extend that and say, I have a plan for you. And it might be a broader picture, like, Terry, I have a plan to call you in the ministry like he did. Okay, there's a broader picture, but I didn't know what it entailed. Here, give us tidbits, little bit, greater bits of insight, but we are to rely on him and trust him every day. What is the plan now? And we sometimes don't want to wait for God. Sometimes we don't want to wait because it's too tiring. It's too much of a burden. It's too much of a requirement for patience because we get tired of being patient, right? And yet in that, we know God is working his work in our lives. We want to have a sense of control over our future, but our future belongs to God. In Matthew 6:34, it says, therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will carry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. We need to remember that last statement. Each day that God gives us has enough trouble in it to deal with it in of itself. But each day God gives us, God wants us to accomplish what he wants us to do for that day. And if we say, God, you've given me this day, thank you for that. What do you want me to do today in following you? Or, Lord, these are all the things that are on my heart, all the burdens, all the list of to-dos for me that I've got rambling around in my head. Which one do you want me to do today? Organize my time. Plan my day. Help me to be focused on you in a very distinct manner instead of just taking the day into my own hands. Do not worry about tomorrow. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Take care of today's issues. Keep focused on today. Focus on the things that need accomplished today. Don't think about the what ifs or the possible outcomes or needs of tomorrow. Because that'll drag us down and rob us of the things that God has for us today. In Lamentations 3:22 and 23, it says, through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Through the Lord's mercies. What's mercy? Mercy, things that we don't deserve, right? Mercies, we are not consumed. Through the Lord's mercies, we're not consumed. We're not under his judgment. Through the Lord's mercies, we're not consumed because his compassions fail not. The word compassions here in the original language in Hebrew is an interesting word. It means womb. Isn't that weird? You don't see the correlation of compassion to womb, right? But it's like a woman that's carrying a child and all of her tender love for the baby that's in her womb. That's the type of compassion that God has for us. Every day, I mean, we're cherished in God's eyes. We're greatly loved in God's eyes, more than what we realize. And so we're like that woman carrying a child in her womb who is cherishing that baby and giving what it needs every day. And so that word compassions is God saying, look, I cherish you, and I'm giving all that you need for you today to be what I want you to be in me. to be what you are to be in maturity and in development and in growth. And so, through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Every day, God pours out those tender, loving compassions of giving what we need for that day in abundance. And he's faithful to us in ways that are greater than we know. Our Lord's mercies are new every day. Every day he gives us new mercies. In Psalm 68:19, it says, "Blessed be the Lord who daily loads us with benefits, the God of our salvation, Selah." I looked up the word loads, and it means loads. Load down the chili on that hot dog. Load down the ice cream in that bowl. You know, load it down. Give me the biggest steak you got. You know, that type of thing. He loads us down with benefits. He's the God of our salvation. Remember, salvation is not just eternal. Salvation is working out our ways of living for God on a regular basis. Work out your own salvation means that we work out our life in a way that's pleasing to God as we follow him, reserving, saving that life for God and not for ourselves. He daily loads us with benefits, and our rejoicing is supposed to be focused on the current day. Psalm 118:24, "This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." Daily, we are to rejoice and be glad. There have been a lot of challenges in my life, and forgive me for talking about myself because I'm just trying to share a relative thing. But there have been a lot of things in my life that are daunting. And one of the things that helps me through those daunting times where I'm looking at things and realities and situations and that are overwhelming and that are just daunting, they're in your face, is to read that verse, "Rejoice, for this is the day the Lord has made." Again, I say rejoice in it. He's given me compassions, that the bounty of blessings and provisions to meet the needs of that day. And so when I'm facing that the things that surround me and challenge me, when I reflect on rejoice in the day, because it's the day that the Lord has made, again I say rejoice in it, and remember that he's poured out his compassions, his tender love on me by giving me everything I need for that day, it helps gird me up to carry me through it. And we all have days that feel that way. We have other days where it seems like it's a breeze. But as we rely on God, God provides what we need. So what problem or loss stands in front of you? What are you guys facing? What do you have to accomplish? Your work list, or maybe what God has put in front of you to do, maybe a ministry God's called you to do, step by step, be faithful in what God calls you to do. What bad habit do you need to break? None of us have bad habits, do we? Right? We all do. What bad habit do we need to break? What big dream do you have? If God's given you a dream, it's from God. Keep pursuing after it, step by step. Right? Change your focus to just today, live in today, and accomplish the one baby step, one small goal today. Can you do that? One small goal. One of the churches one of the messages we heard while we were gone, the church was focusing on just give one small thing each day. One small thing, which means I want you to give what you know that's attainable that you can do for God's glory each day. Just do one small thing for God each day. It'll build your faith and it'll encourage others. What does God want you to do today? Again, in your personal projects or in God assignments. But I can't help but think about Philippians 3:14. This resonated with me in this message. And it's I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. You know, years ago, and I know I'm over time, we have the Lord's Supper, but it's been 2 weeks since I preached, so just roll with me. But the first time this really was impressed on my heart so greatly was in a church in Placerville. We were having a revival, and this young, talented, gifted preacher was preaching revival, and he was out of, he was a Southern boy, Southern accent, full of great manners and all of that stuff, right? And it was in the middle of the week, and he got a notice from his wife that while he was gone, that she left him. She said, I don't want to be part of ministry. I don't want to be a part of that life. I don't want to be committed to that. And he could have thrown the towel in. And he quoted this verse to me in the middle of it, because I expected him just to go home, but she'd already left. Whatever his reasoning was, whatever judgment we have is not what I'm pointing at. What he held on to was that, regardless of what's happening, I'm going to press toward the goal of the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. I'm going to press toward the high calling of Jesus Christ in my life. Step by step, if necessary, fragment by fragment, if necessary, plowing just like this through the daunting challenge, or leaping through a day with ease. But I'm going to pursue God and what he has set before me. And that's what God calls us to do. So can you do it for a day? Can you say, God, I'm going to press toward the high calling of Jesus Christ in my life today? Can you do that today? Many of our problems remain unsolved and goals remain unaccomplished, and we get overwhelmed. But what's the problem with that? We're looking at all the things that we want to resolve or want to accomplish, and how it's overwhelming that that's not being done. We're skipping the moment of today. And we need to be focused on God today. Greater success you will have if you focus just on one day at a time. Focus on Jesus as you go through the day. Let him be your guide. Slow and steady wins the race. Eat healthy for today. Man, what a drag. But eat healthy for today as God leads you to. Do the next step of your project that needs done today. Accomplish God's goal for you today. Set one Lego block upon another each day. The more days you live one day at a time, the closer you will get to accomplishing your goal or God's goal, or breaking your bad habit, or overcoming your problem. One day at a time, step by step, in the day that God has given you, embrace it and trust him. Let's go to the Lord. Father, thank you for the time being in your house, being with my church family. Thank you, Father, for the blessings that you give us. Thank you, Father, for the fact that you have tender love for each one of us every day, every moment, that you've poured out and loaded up upon us the mercy and the grace and the provision that we need for today to be your people and to grow in you. Help us, Father, just to embrace today and to be faithful to you through it, being focused on allowing you to be Lord of our life by practical application, yielding our lives to you. And I pray, Father, that you're open each of our hearts and each of our eyes to the things you'd have us to do today and each day. Help us to pursue the goals that you set before us. Help us to accomplish that which you want us to accomplish in and through you. Because when we rely on you to accomplish these things, when they're accomplished, they bring you glory, they bring you praise, and our faith is strengthened and our love is deepened for you. And I pray, Father, please, that you help us to be this kind of people every day. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.